Good morning, everyone. Today we have lesson 88 from Living with Shiva. And it's talking about daily practice. I'll paraphrase the first part. Basically saying that in Gurudeva's teachings, he encourages everyone to have a daily practice. Something we do in the home and for it to start out at about 20 to 30 minutes a day. Then for those who are super serious, it can be stretched out to an hour. This is about as much time as most people have, unless they're monks. Monks can do more. Our morning practice is roughly from 5:30 to 7:15. So it's almost 2 hours a day, plus individual practice at other time, but that's our group practice. Gurudeva says the keys are moderation and consistency. The opposite of moderation is extremes. And in this case, the extreme we're talking about is getting too enthusiastic. Usually someone has to be pretty young to be in that state of mind. We're going from no practice at all to 3 or 4 hours a day, really pushing hard. The problem with that is most people can't sustain it. It's starting anything, we're too enthusiastic. So to be consistent, we have to choose a moderate amount that fits into our schedule in a consistent way. One of the groups we work with is the Hindu Students Association. It's an offshoot group of the Hindu Students Council, and it's comprised of university students and recent graduates, mainly in Texas and some surrounding states there. So we've been working with them for a few years now and gotten to know them. And they're typical of many sincere Hindu youth. I say sincere because they bother to come to the meetings and bother to join the association and attend the events we hold. So that shows a certain sincerity, a certain commitment is being expressed. So they're sincere group. And then you ask them, well, what are you practicing on a daily basis? And they say nothing. You go to the temple once a week? No. But they're sincere about their Hinduism. So it's a very interesting situation, shall we say. Somehow they were never encouraged when they were younger to take up some kind of practice. And these are important years because if you go through what in the West we call high school or pre-university studies in Asia, and then your university studies, and for those 7+ years, you don't have any practice. You've created a habit of not practicing. wrong direction. So there you are, you're in your mid-20s, you're starting your career, you're even busier perhaps than you were. And it can be challenging to take up a practice. Though there's two obstacles I found to practice during the pre-university and the university years is one is trying to do something at the same time of day. Schedules are such that your schedule's constantly changing. Some nights you're up very late, other days you go to bed early, you get up early, you know, it changes depending on the nature of your activities. So trying to do a practice at the same time every day itself can be a major obstacle to doing it. So I think that has to be given up. The other is for it to be long. Half an hour is probably too long. So what I'm suggesting for start for those in that age group is 10 minutes. So 10 minutes a day, any time of day, is the kind of practice we're suggesting. And ideally, it would start around age 15, I think. Have to be old enough to be able to do it on your own on a regular basis. That's the whole point, is you're not just counting on your father or your mother to do something and you sit there and watch. You know, this is doing a practice on your own motivation. I've written the publisher's desk on it for Hinduism Today. It's not edited yet, but I'll read a little bit of it. It's called A 10-Minute Daily Religious Workout. That starts out talking about a physical work. Nowadays, the idea of performing a daily physical workout is widespread. The general concept is that there are three types of activities you need to do to keep your body healthy. Endurance activities, flexibility activities, and strength activities. Three kinds. Each of these activities has different benefits. Endurance activities such as walking, running, or swimming help your heart, lungs, and circulatory system stay healthy and give you more energy. Flexibility activities such as hatha yoga, tai chi, and dancing help you to move easily, keeping your muscles relaxed and your joints mobile. Strength activities such as abdominal curls and push-ups, weight strength training routines, and climbing stairs help your muscles and bones stay strong. The idea that Hindus should perform a daily set of religious activities to move them forward toward the ultimate goal of experiencing God, self-realization, and the subsequent liberation from the cycle of rebirth or moksha is definitely stressed in scripture. And it goes explains that, you know, lots of Orthodox families still do it, and particularly if they're in India, but the trend is, at least outside of India, for the daily practice to be minimal or non-existent. Then it goes through, it talks about four types of activities in our 10 minutes: worship, introspection, affirmation, and study. So for worship, it suggests you offer a grain of rice to a picture of the deity or murti, say just repeat 9 names and offer a grain of rice. Or alternatively, you could sing a short bhajan. And that takes the whole 2 minutes. Introspection. We chant the mantram Om as Gurudeva teaches in Loving Ganesha, so ah, oo, and in a very counted way. And we do that for 2 minutes. Affirmations such as, I'm all right right now, all my needs will always be met. I can, I will, I am able to accomplish what I plan. Repeat an affirmation for 1 minute. And then there's 5 minutes of study of some Hindu scripture you can relate to. There's nothing worse than reading Hindu scripture you can't understand. So this is Hindu scripture you not only understand, but you feel it's benefiting you. And at that age, it might even be, say, a biography of Swami Vivekananda or someone, you know, something that's easy reading. And then it goes through the benefits, because part of the lack of understanding is that daily practice benefits you. This is one reason the youth group I'm talking about doesn't do it. They don't realize the benefits they're missing. So that's why I compared it to the physical exercise. You know, there's 3 types of exercise. Each has its own particular benefit. Very clear. If we want those benefits, we do the exercise. So what are the respective benefits of these four types of religious practices? The benefit of the worship portion is that it helps us increase our devotion to the deity and thereby move closer in our relationship to the deity. And it leads naturally into, when you're older, taking up doing puja in the home. Nice shift there. The om as introspection moves our energies up into the spiritual part of the mind or in the higher chakras. And so the benefit is we're more creative, more positive. And it's a natural process leading later on to meditation and doing pranayama. Affirmation, self-evident. Affirmations, we repeat them to remold the subconscious mind. And as we know in Gurudeva's teachings, what happens to us is created by the subconscious mind, which is another way of talking about karma. All our experiences have gone into the subconscious mind, and its contents mold our future. So as we change it, our future changes. And their affirmations are good for being more self-confident and being more positive about life, worrying less. And the benefit of reading scripture is that it gives us more knowledge and insight into Hindu philosophy and practices. The greater our knowledge, the more motivated we are to keep up and eventually increase our daily practice. That's the basic idea there. And then it quotes three verses from Patanjali. I'll just read one. Whether one's practice is mild, medium, or intense also makes a difference in achieving samadhi. Well, that's the idea we're talking about. That it's the practice. You know, it's not just reading. We have to be practicing something. Example I always give to a Hindu group is dancing, because everyone understands dance. You know, you can't just become a good dancer by reading a book. You know, it's obvious, it's the practice. I'm sure many dancers don't even read books about dancing. They just, okay, this is what I'm supposed to practice today. They go home and they practice for a few hours. So progress in Hinduism is like that. It's not simply something we can acquire through reading Gurudeva's books once. Reading them once is good, but then we have to take up some kind of daily practice routine and utilize the two principles of moderation and consistency. So we choose an amount of practice that we can sustain, and then we sustain it week to week. And just like in learning dance, that over a period of years causes us to change, to improve, and move forward spiritually. Thank you very much. Om Namah Shivaya.